Our encouragement today comes from the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk is believed to have written to the Israelites in the early 600 BCE, during the corrupt reign and regime of King Jehoiakim. Scholars summarize Habakkuk's theological position with his own words in Habakkuk 2:4. It says, "The righteous live by their faith." That alone is a powerful reminder and encouragement for life, for I want to live by my total faith in God. But today I have an even more powerful set of verses that spur me on to unflagging faith and trust. In Habakkuk 3:17 to 18, it says, "Though the fig tree does not blossom, and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the God of my salvation." Yeah, that's the kind of faith and trust I want to live with. I often pray for this type of faith and trust and ask God to help me live this way, you know, pleasing God and serving others. But let me try to make Habakkuk's words more meaningful and relevant for our context. Let me make Habakkuk's words come alive for us today and see how that helps. Here's my updated rendition of Habakkuk 3:17 to 18. "Though there's war in the Middle East, and gas prices are on their way to $4 or $5 per gallon, though there's terror in our streets from masked ICE agents, and even U.S. citizens are getting grabbed for the way they look, though laws are ignored and due process is a thing of the past, though we've turned our backs on our NATO partners and cut off humanitarian aid to millions and millions of needy people around the globe and even here at home, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the God of my salvation." Friends, I don't know about you, but the sentiment, words, and faith of Habakkuk in today's context give me a needed boost of encouragement today. Now, even in the face of the gut-wrenching evening news, with the sentiments and faith and trust of Habakkuk, I have the ability to stand firm in my faith in the Lord God Almighty, the God of my salvation. With that, have an incredibly encouraging week.